For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When is enough, and does it even matter? We talked Park Tavern yesterday. We're going to start the show talking Park Tavern. Chad Hartman. Dave Harrigan, Newstalk A30, WCCO, home of the Twins. Twins and the Rays tonight. Are we assuming another 5 o'clocker pregame tonight?
Yes.
They sometimes bounce around. They're starting late. It's a 1 o'clock start tomorrow in Florida, right?
In Florida, yes. Okay. 12:10 this here in Central time.
Kudos to our guy Lou Ragus, who basically kicked everybody else's butt media-wise. Not two previous issues with DWIs. Try five DWIs in, I don't know if we need to say the individual's name, as a 17-year-old, as a 24-year-old, as a 29-year-old, as a 44-year-old, long break in between. And as a 46-year-old, 5 DWI convictions for this individual. And as I was just chatting with Adam, I can't fathom how much alcohol you need to drink to get to .325. Does that even seem possible to you?
No.
Does not seem possible to me as a person who enjoys a glass of red wine or a beer or a cocktail and occasionally has been overserved more likely when I was younger. But overserved at what point? 09? 0.10? I'm just talking, not even talking the driving at this point, just getting to that level.
Yeah.
And as Adam pointed out, maybe this person has such a drinking issue where obviously comes so easy to this person and then is waiting for a certain feeling and doesn't even get to that feeling until who knows what level.
Yeah, a tolerance must be unfathomable
right.
To myself and you.
Unrelatable in all ways. And I guess I don't think it was surprising when word came out from the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, Mary Moriarty and her team, that he admitted that when he was struggling to get into a parking spot, what a shock, struggling to get into a parking spot. And when you're .325, you really want to go somewhere else to have more alcohol, don't you? And then hit the gas. And their estimates that in that short period of time of acceleration between 30 to 45 miles per hour, disgusting, heartless, pathetic. He killed him. Didn't care. Didn't care for others. And I have empathy for addiction. Addiction is an issue throughout the globe which affects people in many areas that we think of naturally and others where you say, whoa, can you be addicted to that? And then you think, chemical reaction? I guess so. And so I know there are a lot of people who genuinely try to kick a habit, and it's not easy. And your judgment, rightfully so, is questioned. This is indefensible in every possible way. Every single way, this decision is indefensible. Who knows if this person has tried to get any help whatsoever? I haven't seen that report. Any of you?
No.
I assume our guy, the Goose, will get it. Lou. Where was this individual before? Not at Park Tavern. Because then you get to the, what, dram shop laws. If this person was at another place versus just at his home, his condo, his apartment, wherever. And that can be a tricky spot. At some point, it's hard for me to believe it's a tricky spot if, hypothetically, this person was out somewhere and was at 0.25. I was at 0.30 and 0.325. By the way, this is measured at HCMC. So there's a period of time from Park Tavern, extracting the car, getting this individual out of the car, questions, and then getting to HCMC. I don't know. Was the blood alcohol still going up at that point? Was it going down slightly? It's astronomically cruel, no matter where it was. So dram shop laws, some can be egregious, right? If let's say I'm the bartender and you come in and you're just drink after drink after drink, there should be some responsibility in me. I also have said many times when this has come up, and again, we have no idea where this person was, so I'm not going to spend too much time on this. But if you're at a very crowded place, and again, I'm one of many bartenders at this place, and you're bouncing around the bar and coming back, and I might see you twice, but there's hundreds of people in there. And you're trying to judge everyone's coherence, sharpness, blood alcohol. That's not easy to do, right?
Not easy, especially if your buddy goes up to the bar and says, hey, give me two.
Yeah, right?
You don't even have to go to the bar.
You and four friends are out.
I got this round.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And you're getting doubles, right? And four people are coming up. Now, if you're at a table, I get it. But when is enough? Is enough? Because Lou points out that after the fifth DWI conviction, 6 years with the interlock. And then recently, a standard driver's license, like you, me, and others. And I heard a little bit of Joe Tamburino on with Jason yesterday, and he makes the point, he's 100% right. And he knows it well as a defense attorney in this area. The number of people right now who are driving and have faced some legal sanction, and they're still driving, I think would probably frighten a lot of us, where they just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Including maybe too many DWI convictions. We've talked about this before, and many individuals, this person included, at times in my life, made mistakes, and I shouldn't have been behind the wheel. Okay? There are a lot of people listening who probably are in that category. Hopefully we've learned and we don't make those decisions now. And I'm not going to say 0.08 is okay because it's not. It's against the law. But there's a reason why they have different punishments, 0.8 to 0.15 to 0.16 and above. Our punishment and our awareness with Mothers Against Drunk Driving has jumped dramatically and has dropped dramatically to the credit of a lot of people. But how many times have we, the two of us together, or anybody's listened to me for the 34 years I've been in town, where you see somebody get arrested and they have seven of these, they have six of these, they have eight of these, and they actually have a license? I don't get it. So if a person reaches their third DWI conviction, I think at that point you're done for 10 years. And if you get your fourth, I'm not sure you should ever get it again. Is that reasonable? What is reasonable? And again, I get it. People need to work. They need to function. They have made a decision to put all of the restaurants, all of the rest of us, in a path of potential death. And if all of a sudden you have to get an Uber every day, or if you bus, or you have to find a job where you work at home, or somebody else has to drive you, and you're now at your fourth, my initial instinct, Dave, is that's fine. When is enough is enough. And yes, I am reacting more forcefully and emotionally and empathetically because I think of two people who are gone and these others who are in severe pain and in critical condition. And my boy is about to start bowling at that place in a few weeks. That could have been me and Q sitting at Park Tavern. I've been at Park Tavern dozens of times. This could have been some other place where all of us are at. And this act of heartlessness at .325 ended two lives. And all the things we say before, of all the benchmarks of joy, they'll never happen for these two. And who knows the lives of these others who are severely injured. When is enough is enough? When it's a rational, logical conversation and a realistic conversation. Are we doing enough to punish the higher ends? Should we be making any exceptions if you're 0.09 compared to your 0.21? What do you want to say about this? I would love to hear. I want to hear from Dave right when we come back, but I really want to hear from you on this story, which should get to all of us. And again, as I just look at the TV screen, welcome to the school year, because we have another school shooting. Another bleeping school shooting where four are killed at a Georgia high school. And we're startled. We're horrified. You know, we're not shocked. We're not surprised. It's just another day. And again, we'll grieve, we'll talk, but we won't do a damn thing. And that's on all sides. That's not just on one side. I'm sure we'll get more into the school shooting later. But on the Park Tavern matter, what do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Phone calls and texts encourage right here on WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dua, we are doing Song of the Summer. Today at 2:08, past winners.
That's right.
Okay.
Leading up to it. Dua took it last year.
Yeah. I may have watched this Dua video just once or twice.
Yeah? You like the dancing?
I do. I like the orchestration. We do have a disparity on the death numbers in this, I don't want to say predictable, but...
Well, you should, because it is.
Devastating story where four individuals, according to CNN, are dead, 30 injured. NBC is saying two. Fox isn't even listing the number right now. It always surprises me when we have a disparity on death count. And sometimes it goes down, and none of this should be about who gets it first. But, yeah, this high school shooting, first active shooter call in from the school was at 9:30 their time. So we'll go to CBS News at in 5 minutes on an update, and we'll get back to this a couple times during the show. We're talking about Park Tavern, this individual who killed two individuals, injured others, five times DWI convictions. When is enough enough? Let's go to Joe, who's called in on the stylesfinancial.com. Talk and text lines. Joe, go ahead. You're on CCO.
Hey, Chad. So I bartend once in a while and part-time job, but it is a huge problem in this country. What people think that they can drink and legally drive, it's just hilarious to me because it takes nothing to get to 0.08. People don't realize how easy it is. But the biggest problem we have is these guys, like you say, oh, it takes their license for 10 years. It's got nothing to do with it. There's so many people driving around with no license, and they don't care. They just keep driving. You can give them, you can say you can't have a license for 20 years. They don't care. They're getting in their car tomorrow and driving. And that's the problem. We have to stop these people. You have to put these people in prison. Problem is we can't, right? We don't have enough jails.
Yep.
And that's the problem. And a huge problem is rearing its ugly head here. Everybody wants their freedoms, and everybody wants to be able to go drinking, and everybody wants their guns, and everybody wants this. Well, look at the negative part of all that. Here it comes. And now they make weed legal. Well, what's going to happen when a guy gets stoned out of his gourd and drives his Buick into a school bus? You know, it's all, everybody wants all these things, but it's the ugly part that people don't want to talk about. And this is exactly that. This Joe, guy should be in prison. You know, you, I mean, your third DWI,
yeah.
What, give me a break. You're done. Go to prison. Can't live in society.
Thanks, Joe.
You
know. All points that resonate with a lot of people. That's a thing, because, again, I want to punish sooner and harsher, but unless they're in prison, and there's only so many people we can send to prison at this point, how many of these folks, if we take the license away quicker, as I said before, as Joe just reiterated, Dave, are just going to keep driving?
A lot of them will. I think we know that. I think we absolutely know a lot of them will. And we got to strengthen the punishment the first time, the second time. Because if you get caught drunk driving, you're swerving, cop picks you up, you didn't hit anybody, you didn't hit anything. What? So what? So what? You just as easily could have. You just as easily could have hit somebody driving, hit somebody on a sidewalk, hit somebody enjoying dinner at the Park Tavern. You know, you got lucky. So what? Let's strengthen it. Put some teeth in the, like I said, the first time, the second time, the third time. God knows there should be teeth after the fourth and the fifth time.
Breathalyzer, ignition starts should be in all DUI vehicles. You think it's possible we're going to get to a point where that's going to be in every car right from the get-go? And then we take a period of time, or are we losing the presumption of innocence?
I think that's it.
I mean, you are. You're,
yeah.
Some might
take away my freedoms. You're going to make me do this just to drive.
Right. Some might say, this isn't, you're not guaranteed to be a driver. That there are rights that you are guaranteed as a citizen. Driving isn't one of them. And you have to follow a checklist of certain things. So proving that you're not over the limit, is it possible we're headed that way? I think we're a long ways from that. But when stories like this comes up, you're going to think about it again. A lot of texts coming in. My ex-husband lost his license for a year for his first and only DUI. I drove and worked for that year. Taught us both a valuable lesson. As a recovering alcoholic who has multiple DUIs, I agree that we need to have severe changes in our system. Chad, I can't imagine the family's pain, such a senseless act. I can't either. I just cannot. And I wish we could get to all the texts, but I want to also get to this major story out of Georgia. Four dead in high school. Rena is here, as she is every Wednesday, at least when we don't have a Twins game. And we have a lot of Wednesday Twins games. And that is not why we have Rena on Wednesdays. It's just worked out that way. Mm-hmm. Rena is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. Okay, can I just revisit a topic from yesterday? Dave Harrigan, father of two adorable girls, 7 and 4, wife already at work. The school, through one of his 11 apps, he has 11 apps involving his two daughters. The busing app at one point said the bus was going to pick up his oldest at 9:17. They are the furthest bus stop from the school, and somehow they're going to make it, Rena, to school at 9:20, right? So it's some sort of Zoom thing. Then they come back and update it to 8:33.
Correct.
Okay. Oh. So then Dave proceeds to leave his house at about 8:29, 8:30, gets out there, misses the bus. I blamed him. I think that's on him. He doesn't trust his apps. He called out Big App on Friday, and he tried to saunter out there just moments before the bus. I think on a beautiful Tuesday, he needed to be at the bus stop at 8:25, because as it turns out, the bus arrived at 8:28. So who bears more responsibility? The incompetence of the app or the incompetence of father Dave Harrigan?
Since when do we have an app for a bus stop? Don't they say this is the time it comes and you just stand out there until it gets there?
Not Dave. Dave thinks he can just roll out there whenever he wants and then the bus is going to show up.
That was app number 11 I had to download from the district. Okay. Hey, we got the new thing here. The whole schedule will be on there. And it was.
We are the laziest group of people. I mean, like, honestly, what is there that we can't do on our own anymore that we need to tie to our phone?
Yeah.
Truly.
Dave.
How did we ever get kids on the bus back in the day?
Yeah. Called you lazy. Rena Sargentopoulos.
I think she called me lazy.
Minnesota sweetheart just called you lazy.
I mean, it's correct in other instances, but I just went with the plan on this one.
And how does that swing so widely? How could it be almost an hour difference? How are people supposed to plan their lives and their days? The bus should come at a time, and that's the time it comes.
Yeah,
if it's late because of a reason, then I get texting the parents and saying, hey, bus broke down. It's going to be late. Other than that, like, there shouldn't be an app. It should just be a time, and you stand there.
And it also seems like it shouldn't be the day before that it swings 40 minutes. At one point, it was going to be 9:17. It turned out it was 8:28. That's a pretty dramatic change, right?
Absolutely. And you know what it's like to get kids up in the morning.
Oh,
it's like some kids are good in the morning, some kids aren't. That extra half hour sleep can be the difference between a complete meltdown or a happy day. That whole situation is unacceptable.
How did the first day of school go for you guys?
Aces.
Oh, kind of taunting you, Dave. That's what it sounded
like. Hearing, yes.
Yeah.
We don't take a bus, though, so we don't have to worry about that.
Limousine?
So. Chauffeur, yeah.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Kids got to go in style.
Yeah.
They've got a service.
Exactly.
Non-alcoholic Bellinis.
Maybe alcohol for mom once the child is gone, you know. Good to hear. Okay. I have a number of topics for you outside of criticizing Dave again. So I'm with Q. And by the way, you were so kind and lovely to Quentin at the fair. It meant a lot. It was just great. And by the way, he's practiced like 5 times for his Care 11 appearance. So
we're doing it next year.
He will not forget that. So we're going to eat at a restaurant where as you approach it, Rena, you go up one set of stairs. I'd say it's about 4 stairs, okay? Then you turn around and go up another 4 or 5 stairs. So the 4 adults in front of us were aware there were 2 people reasonably close to them behind the stairs. I mean, not like on the same stair. I'm giving them the proper amount of space, right? And then we're walking into said restaurant, and you could see with them, the first person held the door open for the second person, the third person. Now the fourth person. We're about, I don't know, a yard or so behind them, and the woman pulled the door shut. Pulled the door shut.
Not just didn't leave it open for you, mm-mm. She actually pulled it shut.
Yeah, like the other person then just kind of instinctively with the right arm kind of reaches back for the handle and pulls it shut on my kid. I opened up the door, walked in, stared at her for about 3 seconds, and walked by and thought, because normally I'm going to say something. And I thought, we just have had this wonderful day with Q. We're having this great weekend. I'm not going to spend time with this lout. Who doesn't, number one, just hold the door open, let alone pull the door shut when we were right behind them? What does Rena Sargentopoulos do in this spot?
Oh, I would never say anything in a million billion years. There's a couple reasons for that, too. It's because you're not going to change someone's opinion, especially when you come at them in a angered state or an annoyed state, right? So they're automatically defensive at that point. Now, if you just move past it, you move past it, you move on with your day. But when you engage with someone in that negative instance, it creates a bad day for them, and it creates an even worse day for you. I just think mentally the best thing to do is just move on and just chalk it up to that person being a moron.
When I later followed them home and slashed your tires in the driveway, was that okay? That was too far. Dave?
Per use.
Too far when I slashed the tires after I followed them home.
All four?
Three. I left one.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's fine. Yeah. I would have gone two, but yeah, three is fine. All four, that's pushing it.
Okay. Rena Sargentopoulos is going in through a door. You're holding the door yourself. You have the sense someone is behind you. Then you kind of pivot. How far away does the person need to be for you, Rena, to hold the door open for the person before it gets like, whoa, this person is like 50 feet away, 20 feet away, 5 feet away? Where is that line holding the door open versus they're just too far? It's going to seem strange if I hold the door open for this person.
I'm always that it's so far away that the person starts running and I have to say, don't run. It's okay. Take your time. Like, I'm way too lenient with my door holding opportunities.
So in other words, you're late frequently because you're holding the door open so often.
Yes. I would rather stand there for 30 minutes holding a door than like have it shut in someone's face and have them think I was a moron.
Okay. When you're approaching a door, how far away should you be where said individual in front of you should hold the door open for you? How many seconds? How many feet? What are you thinking?
I don't know. I think they should be, I'm not really good with distances. So as is evident when I buy anything on the internet and it shows up and I'm like, wow, didn't realize it was that size. I have many a story about that. I don't know.
Okay.
5-10 feet.
5-10 feet. Dave, 5-10 feet for you, and we're both bypassing the size comment. We both want to jump in with some joke.
Oh, no, okay? That'll be in the tweet.
That will be in the tweet. Sure.
I was thinking 3 to 5 steps.
3 to 5 steps?
Yes.
I think that's fine, right?
Well, it also depends on how good-looking the person is behind you that you're holding the door for.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I mean, I'll go 10 to 12 steps.
There's truth. And by the way, you benefit from that often. Here is beautiful Rena walking up the door.
Boy.
What guy is not going to hold the door open for you versus Harrigan walks up there.
Yeah.
Boom, door shut.
And if you're approaching the door and you know somebody good looking is behind you, maybe about 8 to 10 steps.
Wait, the back of your head already knows attractive or not? It's a great skill.
If you see somebody, you're both approaching the door, they're coming from the other way, you're way ahead of them. You know, a lot of the people will slow down just a little bit just to make it so it's not uncomfortable.
Let's be honest. Good-looking people benefit frequently in society in many ways, including the door held open. Are you with us, Rena, on that one?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. In fact, I'm told you slow walk it now. You slow walk it. You kind of have a Beyonce like
going to open the door for me.
Yeah, you have a Beyonce like fan beneath you, so your hair is kind of flowing, and just see how long this individual will wait.
It's a societal experiment.
Yeah,
a social experiment.
Maybe we should do this one of these days where we get you about 10 feet away from the door, Rena about 10 feet away from the door, Dave. And we see how it works out.
Why don't we get like one of my younger coworkers? I don't know that people are as excited about middle-aged women as they would be about one of the young folks that works there.
So, are you going to go up to him and say, "This is why I'm picking you"?
Because you're prettier than all the rest of them.
Don't
offend other people.
You line them all up and say, "Out." Hmm. Out.
Yes,
okay,
you.
You're in. You're in.
Not you.
Yes, exactly. Hang on. 48 past 12. News Talk 830 WCCO. Our friend Rena from Care 11 with us when we come back on CCO. We're going to declare Rena Sargentopoulos on AM radio with the help of Jason DeRussia, the song of the summer at 2:05. Will you be gathered around the radio with friends and family listening?
To what the song of the summer is?
Yeah, we're going to play them. We're going to determine the song of the summer.
No. Sorry.
Dave, do we believe Rena has ever once listened to this show outside of when she has been on the show?
She texted me once about a year and a half ago regarding something we were talking, and she said, I'm so right. Of course, naturally, she would say that.
About you?
Oh, yeah. Yes, 100%.
Would she listen to Common? She get confused?
Well, I have to believe that was it. I think if she has, it's merely an accident.
I'm going to say the answer is no. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's just when she talks to us here, when it's like a charity thing. She puts this down at the end. Care 11 is going for various awards. I go on this, you know, middling midday show. Does that count?
She's the one still campaigning for AM radio to come out of cars.
Yes, she. At least this show, not to be in cars. Okay,
yeah, Vanita, total thumbs up. You know, listen end to end.
Yeah, not this show though. So I want to steal this idea from Apple, but make it much bigger. So yesterday, I'm having a bit of a MacBook Pro issue, and they're a bit confused, and then it's, well, can I view your screen?
Ooh.
And so then all of a sudden, boom, they're viewing my screen, and they resolve the issue. I want to do this for other issues you have at the house. Like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rena is here as she is every Wednesday, at least when we don't have a Twins game. And we have a lot of Wednesday Twins games. And that is not why we have Rena on Wednesdays. It's just worked out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Rena is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. Okay, can I just revisit a topic from yesterday? Dave Harrigan, father of two adorable girls, 7 and 4, wife already at work. The school, through one of his 11 apps, he has 11 apps involving his two daughters. The busing app at one point said the bus was going to pick up his oldest at 9:17. They are the furthest bus stop from the school, and somehow they're going to make it, Rena, to school at 9:20, right? So it's some sort of Zoom thing. Then they come back and update it to 8:33.
Correct.
Okay. Then Dave proceeds to leave his house at about 8:29, 8:30, gets out there, misses the bus. I blamed him. I think that's on him. He doesn't trust his apps. He called out Big App on Friday, and he tried to saunter out there just moments before the bus. I think on a beautiful Tuesday, he needed to be at the bus stop at 8:25, because as it turns out, the bus arrived at 8:28. So who bears more responsibility, the incompetence of the app or the incompetence of Father Dave Harrigan?
Since when do we have an app for a bus stop? Don't they say this is the time it comes and you just stand out there until it gets there?
Not Dave. Dave thinks he can just roll out there whenever he wants, and then the bus is going to show up.
That was app number 11 I had to download from the district. Oh, hey, we got the new thing here. The whole schedule will be on there. And it was.
We are the laziest group of people. I mean, like, honestly, what is there that we can't do on our own anymore that we need to tie to our phone?
Yeah.
Truly.
Dave.
How did we ever get kids on the bus back in the day?
Yeah. Called you lazy. Rena Sargentopoulos.
I think she called me lazy.
Minnesota sweetheart just called you lazy.
I mean, it's correct in other instances, but I just went with the plan on this one.
And how does that swing so widely? How could it be almost an hour difference? How are people supposed to plan their lives and their days? The bus should come at a time, and that's the time it comes.
Yeah,
if it's late because of a reason, then I get texting the parents and saying, hey, bus broke down. It's going to be late. Other than that, like, there shouldn't be an app. It should just be a time, and you stand there.
And it also seems like it shouldn't be the day before that it swings 40 minutes. At one point, it was going to be 9:17. It turned out it was 8:28. That's a pretty dramatic change, right?
Absolutely. And you know what it's like to get kids up in the morning.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like some kids are good in the morning. Some kids aren't. That extra half hour sleep can be the difference between a complete meltdown or a happy day. That whole situation is unacceptable.
How did the first day of school go for you guys?
Aces.
Oh, kind of taunting you, Dave. That's what it sounded
what I'm
like.
Hearing. Yes.
Yeah.
We don't take a bus, though, so we don't have to worry about that.
Limousine?
So. Chauffeur, yeah.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Kids got to go in style.
Yeah.
They've got a service.
Exactly.
Non-alcoholic Bellinis.
Maybe alcohol for mom once the child is gone, you know. Good to hear. Okay. I have a number of topics for you outside of criticizing Dave again. So I'm with Q. And by the way, you were so kind and lovely to Quentin at the fair. It meant
a
lot. It was just great. And by the way, he's practiced like five times for his Care 11 appearance. So
we're doing it next year.
He will not forget that. So we're going to eat at a restaurant where as you approach it, Rena, you go up one set of stairs. I'd say it's about four stairs, okay? Then you turn around and go up another four or five stairs. So the four adults in front of us were aware there were two people reasonably close to them behind the stairs. I mean, not like on the same stair. I'm giving them the proper amount of space, right? And then we're walking into said restaurant, and you could see with them, the first person held the door open for the second person, the third person, now the fourth person. We're about, I don't know, a yard or so behind them, and the woman pulled the door shut. Pulled the door shut.
Not just didn't leave it open for you, mm-mm. She actually pulled it shut.
Yeah, like the other person then just kind of instinctively with the right arm kind of reaches back for the handle and pulls it shut on my kid. I open up the door. Walked in, stared at her for about 3 seconds, and walked by and thought, because normally I'm going to say something. And I thought, we just have had this wonderful day with Q. We're having this great weekend. I'm not going to spend time with this lout. Who doesn't, number one, just hold the door open, let alone pull the door shut when we were right behind them. What does Rena Sargentopoulos do in this spot?
Oh, I would never say anything in a million billion years. There's a couple reasons for that, too. It's because you're not going to change someone's opinion, especially when you come at them in a angered state or an annoyed state, right? So they're automatically defensive at that point. Now, if you just move past it, you move past it, you move on with your day. But when you engage with someone in that negative instance, it creates a bad day for them, and it creates an even worse day for you. I just think mentally the best thing to do is just move on and just chalk it up to that person being a moron.
When I later folled them home and slashed your tires in the driveway, was that
too
okay?
Far.
That was too far. Dave?
Per use.
Too far when I slashed the tires after I followed them home.
All four?
Three. I left one.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's fine. Yeah. I would have gone two, but three is fine. All four, that's pushing it.
Okay. Rena Sargentopoulos is going in through a door. You're holding the door yourself. You have the sense someone is behind you. Then you kind of pivot. How far away does the person need to be for you, Rena, to hold the door open for the person before it gets like, whoa, this person is like 50 feet away, 20 feet away, 5 feet away? Where is that line? Holding the door open versus they're just too far. It's going to seem strange if I hold the door open for this person.
I'm always that it's so far away that the person starts running and I have to say, don't run. It's okay. Take your time. Like, I'm way too lenient with my door holding opportunities.
So in other words, you're late frequently because you're holding the door open so often.
Yes. I would rather stand there for 30 minutes holding a door than, like, have it shut in someone's face and have them think I was a moron.
Okay. When you're approaching a door, how far away should you be where said individual in front of you should hold the door open for you? How many seconds? How many feet? What are you thinking?
I don't know. I think they should be – I'm not really good with distances, so – as is evident when I buy anything on the internet and it shows up and I'm like, wow, didn't realize it was that size. I have many a story about that. I don't know.
No comment.
5-10 feet.
5-10 feet. Dave, 5-10 feet for you. And we're both bypassing the size comment. We both want to jump in with some joke.
Oh, okay? No, that'll be in the tweet.
It'll be in the tweet.
I was thinking 3 to 5 steps.
3 to 5 steps.
Yes.
I think that's fine. Right?
Well, it also depends on how good-looking the person is behind you that you're holding the door for.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I mean, I'll go 10 to 12 steps.
And by the way, you benefit from that often. Here is beautiful Rena walking up the door.
Boy.
What guy is not going to hold the door open for you versus Harrigan walks up there.
Yeah.
Boom, door shut.
And if you're approaching the door and you know somebody good-looking is behind you, maybe about 8 to 10 steps?
Wait, the back of your head already knows attractive or not?
It's a great skill. If you see somebody, you're both approaching the door, they're coming from the other way, you're way ahead of them, you know a lot of the people will slow down just a little bit just to make it so it's not uncomfortable.
Let's be honest. Good-looking people benefit frequently in society in many ways, including the door held open. Are you with us, Rena, on that one?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. In fact, I'm told you slow walk it now. You slow walk it. You kind of have a Beyonce-like.
Going to open the door for me?
Yeah, you have a Beyonce-like fan beneath you. So your hair is kind of flowing, and just see how long this individual will wait.
It's a societal experiment.
Yeah.
A social experiment.
Maybe we should do this one of these days where we get you about 10 feet away from the door, Rena about 10 feet away from the door, Dave, and we see how it works out.
why don't we get like one of my younger coworkers? I don't know that people are as excited about middle-aged women as they would be about one of the young folks that works there.
So are you going to go up to him and say, this is why I'm picking you?
Because you're prettier than all the rest of them.
Don't
offended other people.
You line them all up and say, out, out, out. Okay, you're in.
Not you.
Yes, exactly. Hang on. 48 past 12. News Talk 830 WCCO. Our friend Rena from Care 11 with us when we come back on CCO. We are we're going to declare Rena Sargentopoulos on AM radio with the help of Jason DeRussia, the song of the summer at 2:05. Will you be gathered around the radio with friends and family listening?
to what the song of the summer is?
Yeah, we're going to play them. We're going to determine the song of the summer.
No.
No.
Sorry.
Dave, do we believe Rena has ever once listened to this show outside of when she has been on the show?
She texted me once about a year and a half ago regarding something we were talking, and she said, I'm so right, I'm so right. Of course, naturally, she would say that.
About you?
Oh, yeah. Yes, 100%.
Was she listening to Common? She get confused?
Well, I have to believe that was it. I think if she has, it's merely an accident.
I'm going to say the answer is no. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's just when she talks to us here when it's like a charity thing. She puts this down at the end. Carol Levin is going for various awards. I go on this, you know, middling midday show. Does that count?
She's the one still campaigning for AM radio to come out of cars.
Yes. She, at least this show, not to be in cars. Okay.
Yeah, Vanita, total thumbs up.
You know,
listen end to end.
Yeah. Not this show, though. So I want to steal this idea from Apple, but make it much bigger. So yesterday, I'm having a bit of a MacBook Pro issue, and they're a bit confused. And then it's, well, can I view your screen? Ooh. And so then all of a sudden, boom, they're viewing my screen. And they resolve the issue. I want to do this for other issues you have at the house. Like, you can't figure out why your refrigerator is malfunctioning. So, I don't know, like you have an LG refrigerator. So you connect with LG, and all of a sudden there's an AI LG rep who's in your kitchen right there fixing your refrigerator. Can I get credit for that idea when that happens?
You've gone full lunacy.
Wouldn't that be great, though? Boom, all of a sudden, this AI person is there, they're friendly, and all of a sudden they do a couple things, and they say goodbye to you, and they fix your fridge.
Chad Hartman wants to put so many people out of work. That should be the headline of this text that you put out about this show. Chad Hartman doesn't care about the working man.
No, not really. I'm more concerned about my refrigerator not working. Harrigan, come on. This is a great idea.
And so then when there's work to be done, physical work, you screwdriver, turning a thing, removing a plate, are you going to take charge of that?
Well, they may tell you what to do because they're just an AI person. But we're going to get to the point where the AI person shows up with a toolkit.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Okay, with a toolkit, and they can fix your broken refrigerator. It's going to happen. And I want to take credit for it. I want to make billions on it. You guys scoffed. You would have scoffed with Orville and Wilbur. Now we'll drive. That's what you two would have said.
That flight was overrated. They make it 100 feet. Come on.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Honestly, giving them credit.
Your car doesn't start, and then there's the repair guys right there who jumps the car. Boom. Fixes whatever you need to fix in your car. Who knows cars better than me?
Jumping a car is so hard.
Yeah, right? Chad, have you ever jumped a car?
Multiple times.
Okay.
I feel kind of cautious when I do it, but let's go
what?
Over it. I feel like I might explode when this gets done. But yeah, I mean, what else breaks? All of a sudden, okay, I have K&S heating there, but if you don't, all of a sudden your air conditioner's on the fritz, and I don't know why it's on fritz. Get off fritz. And all of a sudden, boom, there's your AI air conditioning gal or guy there. Admit it, you love it, Rena. You think it is a revolutionary idea, and you will remember where you were when you first heard about this idea.
You hear the excitement oozing from my voice currently.
Yes. Wow.
I know. I'm sorry you're disappointed. I know you wanted me to be more excited about
that. I did.
I apologize I let you down.
Yeah.
But the idea has let me down.
Not the first time I've let a female down, and it won't be the last time. All right. See ya after, you know, ruining my day. I hope you're happy.
You bet I am.
Thank you. Rena's done. Hang up on her. Linda's construction time checks. Time for me to go hide in the corner. Time to invest in GAF solar roofing and receive free installation labor. Admit it. It's a phenomenal idea. We're going to declare Rena Sargentopoulos on AM radio with the help of Jason DeRussia, the song of the summer at 2:05. Will you be gathered around the radio with friends and family listening?
To what the song of the summer is?
Yeah, we're going to play them. We're going to determine the song of the summer.
No.
No.
Sorry.
Dave, do we believe Rena has ever once listened to this show outside of when she has been on the show?
She texted me once about a year and a half ago regarding something we were talking, and she said, I'm so right, I'm so right. Of course, naturally, she would say that.
About you?
Oh, yeah. Yes, 100%.
Was she listening to Common? She get confused?
Well, I have to believe that was it. I think if she has, it's merely an accident.
I'm going to say the answer is no. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's just when she talks to us here, when it's like a charity thing. She puts this down at the end. Carol Levin is going for various awards. I go on this, you know, middling midday show. Does that count?
She's the one still campaigning for AM radio to come out of cars.
Yes. She, at least this show, not to be in cars. Okay.
Yeah, Vanita, total thumbs up. You know, listen end to end.
Yeah. Not this show, though. So I want to steal this idea from Apple, but make it much bigger. So yesterday, I'm having a bit of a MacBook Pro issue, and they're a bit confused. And then it's, well, can I view your screen? Ooh. And so then all of a sudden, boom, they're viewing my screen, and they resolve the issue. I want to do this for other issues you have at the house. Like, you can't figure out why your refrigerator is malfunctioning. So, I don't know, like you have an LG refrigerator. So you connect with LG, and all of a sudden there's an AI LG rep who's in your kitchen right there fixing your refrigerator. Can I get credit for that idea when that happens?
You've gone full lunacy.
Wouldn't that be great, though? Boom, all of a sudden, this AI person is there, they're friendly, and all of a sudden they do a couple things, and they say goodbye to you, and they fix your fridge.
Chad Hartman wants to put so many people out of work. That should be the headline of this text that you put out about this show. Chad Hartman doesn't care about the working man.
No, not really. I'm more concerned about my refrigerator not working. Harrigan, come on, this is a great idea.
And so then when there's work to be done, physical work, you screwdriver, turning a thing, removing a plate, are you going to take charge of that?
Well, they may tell you what to do because they're just an AI person. But we're going to get to the point where the AI person shows up with a toolkit.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Okay, with a toolkit, and they can fix your broken refrigerator. It's going to happen. And I want to take credit for it. I want to make billions on it. You guys scoffed. You would have scoffed with Orville and Wilbur. Now we'll drive. That's what you two would have said.
That flight was overrated. They make it 100 feet. Come on.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Honestly, giving them credit.
Your car doesn't start, and then there's the repair guys right there who jumps the car. Boom. Fixes whatever you need to fix in your car. Who knows cars better than me?
Jumping a car is so hard.
Yeah, right? Chad, have you ever jumped a car?
Multiple times.
Okay.
I feel kind of cautious when I do it, but
yeah, right?
I think let's go what? Over a minute. I feel like I might explode when this gets done. But yeah, I mean, what else breaks? All of a sudden, okay, I have K&S heating there, but if you don't, all of a sudden your air conditioner's on the fritz, and I don't know why it's on fritz. Get off fritz. And all of a sudden, boom, there's your AI air conditioning gal or guy there. Admit it, you love it, Rena. You think it is a revolutionary idea, and you will remember where you were when you first heard about this idea.
You hear the excitement oozing from my voice currently.
Yes. Wow.
I know. I'm sorry you're disappointed. I know you wanted me to be more excited about
that. I did.
I apologize I let you down.
Yeah.
But the idea has let me down.
Not the first time I've let a female down, and it won't be the last time. All right. See ya after, you know, ruining my day. I hope you're happy.
You bet I am.
Thank you. Rena's done. Hang up on her. Linda's construction time checks. Time for me to go hide in the corner. Time to invest in GAF solar roofing and receive free installation labor. Admit it. It's a phenomenal idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.